This is the sound of your ride home with dad after he caught you vaping. Awkward, isn't it? Most vapes contain seriously addictive levels of nicotine and disappointment. Know the real cost of vapes. Brought to you by the FDA.
Parents want safer online experiences for their teens. That's why Instagram is introducing teen accounts, with automatic protections for who can contact teens and the content they can see, giving parents more peace of mind. Learn more at instagram.com/teenaccounts.
I was so excited early in the week because a complete surprise, a new album dropped from Kendrick Lamar.
Oh yeah.
No promo, nothing, just it arrived and it's number one anywhere.
I love when people do that.
I know, it's very cool. It's
like, I might do that.
It's like, look. Yeah, see how
it
goes.
That seems to be the thing to do.
It is.
I don't need any of this pre-promo, yeah. Just drop it. Well, it's number one. It's called GNX and in the Billboard Top 5, the top five songs on the Billboard Hot 100 are songs from that album.
Wow.
So it's really big and it's already charting massively here in Ireland as well. But it's funny, I was listening to the album the other day at home in my room trying to get my head around it. The other way, sometimes when you listen to an album for the first time, you don't really like it. And then you listen to it again and again.
Yeah.
You realise there's certain songs that you love.
That doesn't happen with Now That's What I Call Music.
Well, there's not one but two collaborations with SZA, which I love because they collaborated in 2018 on All The Stars.
Oh,
and I just thought they were so gorgeous together. But as I was listening through, there was one moment on one song that really made me chuckle. And the song itself is called TV Off. And the song is almost like two songs in one song. Part one sounds like something, and part two just gets real crazy. And you might know that his big song from this year called Not Like Us, which is the Drake diss track, was produced by DJ Mustard. Okay, and we laughed about DJ Mustard before in the show because it's just a funny name to have. But he's behind some really big beats, essentially. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of his gig, is a bit of a beat master. But this is what made me chuckle so
what
much.
A great job, Todd.
Yeah,
While I was listening through, was out of nowhere in the middle of this song that you're really vibing to and getting into while I was folding my socks, was all of a sudden this scream for DJ Mustard.
Hey,
what's that on that beat?
Nope.
I've never heard a scream like that in a song before, and it's so enjoyable. Honestly, the
DJ
more you hear
Mustard
it,
is Mustard on a beat.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's who that guy is.
That's
good. I even knew that.
Yeah, exactly. Really cool.
Not saying something.
But I giggled at this, and then only later realised that a lot of people obviously got a giggle out of it too, because it's come a bit of a meme frenzy online, and the likes of McDonald's and others have jumped on board with this.
Oh, no way.
And Heinz. There's a billboard in America at the moment where it's promoting Heinz Mustard, and at the back, the writing just goes, Mustard!
Very
like
good.
Really long writing.
That's
stuff.
Like, talk about like good marketing, like hopping on a trend
straight
very
away.
Quickly.
Album's only out like a week.
Yeah.
And then I was watching on TikTok as well. People are obviously using the sound as in if someone makes you a sandwich and forgets your favourite condiment and you shout back, Mustard! Hey. Hey. It's just too enjoyable. Once more.
Sorry, if I created an album, I would not want someone to do that on the album.
Well, I actually feel sorry for this of like Mustard on the Beat guy, because for the rest of his career, people are just going to scream, Mustard!
Yeah, he's ruined.
It's much better to do that, Mustard on the Beat.
Yeah,
it's
true,
so
true.
Much cooler.
So listen, it's so funny because this happened to us recently on the show when something else we discovered within a song. But ever since I've discovered, I've been amused by the mention of Mustard in that way on that song. We've all kind of come to realise that condiments seem to be a big thing.
They are.
In songs that we're playing here at Spin already. And it's only when you really focus in and listen to them closely, now that we know this, it's so obvious.
Yeah, it's mad how it just like opens up your whole perspective on
totally.
Things. Yeah.
So Sabrina Carpenter's Taste.
Yeah.
I can't believe it was right there.
Oh, I don't know. I've missed this one.
Have a listen now. You're it's going to be so obvious once you hear it.
How have we missed that?
God, it was right there all along.
Right there.
She wants to share her ketchup.
Yes.
It's interesting. Well, one of the newer songs that we're playing on Spin at the moment is Alison Rae, Diet Pepsi, and the exact same thing happened.
No way.
It's bizarre. Like, you're going to, once you hear it, you're going to be like, oh my God, I now understand what that is.
I get it.
It's so obvious after you know. Have a listen. Chef's brown sauce. It's not mad. Like, you wouldn't have heard that.
Oh my God. How many times have we played that, like, and like, I didn't even hear that before?
The key change sounds so much better now that I can hear that. Thanks, Dave.
That was so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you know there's another one as well? Die with a Smile. You know that lovely ballad between Bruno Mars and Lady Gaga? In there is mention of not so much a condiment, but a spread.
Oh,
actually.
Go on.
Yeah,
really?
I haven't listened yet. Wherever you go, that's where I follow.
Nobody's promised to Mermaids. So I'm a lucky every night like this. Mermaids. Mermaids.
Wow, what was it?
Crazy.
Yeah, crazy.
Listen, you'd wonder why it's happening.
Listen, just listen out. We all need to be listening a bit more closely. Be a bit more observant.
Wake up, people. Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Spins, fully charged. Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Here's an offer you don't want to miss. For just $3, treat yourself to a Krispy Kreme donut, like their irresistible chocolate donut with sprinkles, and an any size hot coffee or refreshing iced tea. Just three. Whether you're fueling up for the day or just taking a sweet break, this deal is for you. Price and participation may vary. Offer valid December 10th through April 30th, 2025 at participating McDonald's while supplies last. Krispy Kreme and associated trademarks used under license. Copyright 2024 KKDC. Copyright 2024 McDonald's.